Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday with Mary Brotherton. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern, Mary and her guests share manifest success stories and tips for how you can learn to create the life you've always wanted. Jillian Harris is with us the second Monday of each month. The conscious cougar herself and our generous sponsor will join the show. You don't want to miss Jillian's dynamic personality and manifesting knowledge. Now grab a pen and paper for Mary's phone number, then just call her with your questions about manifesting and the law of attraction. Here's that number, area code 516-418-5651. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy indeed. Honey Smith Walls is just the cutest, most adorable thing I know. And she has this great way about her. And it comes through in that don't be shy. And I definitely don't want you to be shy. I want you to call me today. My number is 516-418-5651. And let's talk about manifesting. I want to know what you want to manifest. I want to know what you have manifested. I will tell you, I've manifested a lot in the last couple of weeks and days. Last week, I didn't have a show because I had been in the emergency room. And that wasn't fun. I had a cluster headache. Now, I didn't think that I had manifested this kind of pain because it was one of the most severe pains I've ever endured. I sat down and, well, for a long time, I couldn't think, literally. I could not think. I was in so much pain. That's why I went to the emergency room. They gave me oxygen. They gave me pain pills, but the oxygen was the key. Now, while I was in the emergency room, they told me, breathe deeply with this mask on. Well, when I started breathing deeply, I also started meditating because that's what I do. And ever since then, I imagine myself being filled with pure oxygen and keeping the headache at bay. Well, the pain has gone. Did I manifest the pain? No, I don't think so. But I did manifest several other things that came out as a result of this. And it took me one of my meditation moments to understand that I had manifested everything as a result of this. The pain had knocked me to my feet. I had to be knocked, well, not to my feet, knocked me off my feet. I had to be stopped in my tracks in order to understand a lot of things. So yes, I manifested it, and the universe gave me this pain because the only way that I was going to pay attention was if it hurt, and it had to hurt bad. It wasn't something I could just put a washcloth over my eyes and take a nap and be done with. It had to get my attention. So what was it that I was trying to manifest? Number one, I've been working on opening up my third eye, my pineal gland. I've been thinking that I need to expand my visionary aspect of life. I need to expand my psychic powers. I need to trust my intuition. So how does this trip to the emergency room fit into this? Trust me, for about 4 days, I had nothing but time on my hands. I had to take a break. And there was as I started easing up with the pain, I would still rest And that was one of the big lessons for me, was you need to take more breaks. And I've had people tell me this for probably 4 years. You need to slow down. You need to rest more. You need to balance your life. And I thought I was doing that. Not sure how I thought I was doing it properly, because I didn't really change my routine very much. While my cat was still alive, he forced me to take rest breaks. But guess what I did during those rest breaks? I was usually with the cat on my lap. Most of the time I had a to-do list I was working on, or I was updating social media, or I was creating something. I was busy. And I wasn't paying attention to the voices that I was hearing. Yes, I was working on inspired action. I was taking inspired action on some of the projects that I wanted to do. But I also was, doing busy work. So I had to get knocked on my butt in a way that made me stop and pay attention. Seriously pay attention. Part of manifesting is keeping your word to yourself. If you can't make a promise to you and keep it, why should you be concerned about what the universe is or isn't going to give you? So I'm learning to be more mindful. I'm learning to speak more slowly and enunciate better. But I'm meditating. And this is what I have worked on through my meditations. Because my mind is so busy, and my mind is a type A plus personality, and I can't just shut it down so easily. Which, I mean, that's where the manifesting magic is when you can shut down and allow the universe to do its thing. So I had to wear headphones. I was listening to healing music, binaural beats, solfeggio frequencies, sometimes just jazz, depending on what my mood was. But because I was working for 1 hour and then resting until I felt like getting up again. And then I would work for 1 hour on my computer only. Because I know that the computer is probably part of what causes headaches. It definitely causes other issues. So I would work an hour, break for sometimes 2 or 3 hours, and come back and work. I never worked more than 4 hours a day. That's not a lot. I think I've talked to you before about how Danielle Steele, who's in her 70s, works 20 hours a day. Now, I'm not sure. I believe the interview was totally correct. She probably takes a few cat naps throughout the day, and she may not. I don't know. I don't see inside her house. But I know that I could work an hour and take a break. Work an hour and take a break. And I literally worked 4 hours out of 24. So the 4 hours that Danielle Steele is sleeping, I was working, and that was it. But I can't work 4 hours at the computer nonstop anymore, not without getting another headache. So while I'm listening to this music, and I've got on my eye mask to keep the light out, I wanted to be as secluded as possible, almost as in a deprivation chamber, but I wasn't depriving myself of anything. I was comfortable. I wasn't too cold. It wasn't too hot. I wasn't thirsty, because I had a bottle of water there and I drank whenever I felt like it. But I was in this position of just total relaxation. And I noticed I started seeing geometric shapes. And I thought, wow, what is all this? So I asked for an answer. And then as soon as I asked for an answer, I felt like I was placed inside a room with six sides in the heart of Tuscany. Don't ask me why Tuscany. I didn't know what that even, I mean, I know it's a city in Italy, but I didn't know that I was actually in the process of manifesting something I've been looking for a long time, which is another aspect of my life purpose. So I saw these visions, these images with my eyes closed, just sitting there, breathing and listening to music. And I thought, what in the world am I supposed to do with this? So I asked, what am I supposed to do with this? And the answer came as clear as day. Use your AI program to recreate these images that you see. And you'll know when they're right. And so I started doing this. I would tell the program what I wanted it to create. And one of the things that I said was a six-sided room in Tuscany. Well, the image that came back was exactly what I thought it should be. It looked exactly like what I saw in my mind. And I started at that point wondering, okay, now what? And this brings me back to where the manifestation from long ago comes into play. Because the now what I had in my mind, and as I was telling someone at the most recent MetaFest here this past weekend about my image, my visions, she told me, and she's very gifted intuitive, so she knows what she's talking about. She said, I got a download of you doing this with your images. And what she said was exactly what I thought I had been told and what I felt I need to do. So I'm going to work on this. I'm creating images, and I will take those images and turn them into posters or portraits or photos, I guess, and then do some more artwork to them. And at that point, I'll know what to do. I right now, I'm not really sure. I'll figure it out as I go. But this woman that I was talking with told me, she said, you're going to touch so many people. I mean, I've always wanted to be an inspiration to people. And she said that she felt that's what I'm supposed to do. So there we go. That's one thing that I manifested with a headache. Another thing, I have been building Be Unique for 6 years. And at almost 70 years old, I am tired. With this headache, I'm very tired. However, I don't want Be Unique to just go poof when I go poof. I want Be Unique to be empowered and to be autonomous. And I've been working on manifest statements that say that. So earlier this year, I contacted a few dynamic people and asked them to be on our board. Most of them agreed. And the ones that are there are phenomenal. Because after I came home from the emergency room, fortunately, I wasn't hospitalized. But I came home, and the next day when I felt a little like reaching out to the world, I contacted my board and I told them about my headache. I said, I'm going to sit out on the next meeting. It's on, you know, it was the following day, Monday. I said, I need to sit out of this meeting. I just can't do it. I didn't give them any expectations. I didn't give them any commands, any requests. I just said, I cannot attend the meeting. Well, I'm the board chair. I'm the one who sets up the meeting. I set the agenda. I give everybody the Zoom meeting room. And within seconds of my sending that message out, two of the board members reached out to me and said, "What am I supposed to do? I'll take over for you." And they did. They ran the meeting. They ran it well. I saw the video of it. They sent me the message, the minutes immediately after, within an hour of the meeting, or maybe 2 hours, at least by the next morning, I had the minutes. And they were phenomenal. They didn't know what to do, how to create an agenda. And I just told them, I said, figure it out. I said, maybe come up with a contingency plan for Manifest. And they did. We didn't need it. The biggest contingency was Mary needs to sit down and let others help her. Stop trying to do it all herself. And that's exactly what I did. It was one of the most successful events we've had for many, many reasons. One of the other things that I've been working on manifesting was residual income. Now, I didn't specify to the universe how much residual income I wanted. So this is a lesson for me. I need to think bigger. I just said, I want Be Unique to have residual income. Well, we're getting ready to work with a couple of retail outlets in different states who will be carrying our guidance discs. This came about through the Manifest event. Jennifer talked to somebody and she showed them how they work, and it was miraculous. And another board member, Leslie, suggested that we work with drums and drum up some money for Be Unique. We're working on the specifics. We're not sure how that's going to work, but this is exactly what I've manifested. I manifested was people who will not wait for me to come up with the ideas, but they'll come up with the ideas and they will help implement them as well. Now, I've always been manifesting high book sales and my art sales and my angel decor. I've been manifesting that they would sell at every event, and they do. It was interesting, Saturday's Manifest was very slow to begin with. Traffic actually was, there was a traffic jam on two major roads that come into where we were located. So traffic was not coming in fast. But then once the traffic jam cleared, we started getting busier. I didn't make my first sale until after lunch. And then I sold three books to one person. Right? We were actually closing up. And this is something that I tell my vendors constantly. Don't leave before 5, because people expect us to be there at 5 o'clock. And many times, several vendors have told me that they make their biggest sales while they're packing up. I had packed up everything except for my books. And a woman came over and she said, "I've been hoping to get to you, and I want to buy one of your books." I'm like, "Okay, sure, which one?" So she looked at them. She decided she was going to buy A Journey with Angels. Well, when she looked at it, and I'm scribing it to her mother. Or no, I don't think it was her mother. It might have been her sister. Anyway, I was inscribing it, and she said, "Oh, you know what? I think my daughter would like this too. So sell me one for my daughter." I'm like, "Absolutely." And then the more she thought about it, because she's looking at the book as I'm signing for her daughter now, she said, "I want one for myself too." So she bought three books, and she only planned to come in and look at them and maybe buy one. So we manifest in magical ways. the biggest way to manifest is to believe it's possible. And this, just like I said, I need to think bigger with manifesting residual income. If I can manifest something small, why can't I manifest something big? I don't know how long it's going to take. Like I said, I'm almost 70 years old, but I've always, for the longest time, wanted my own helicopter. I want a private jet, but I want a helicopter first, because a helicopter, I think, can come and go quicker, and I'll just hire a pilot. What do you want to manifest? Give me a call, 516-418-5651, and tell me what you want. If you don't know what you want, tell me what you don't want. And then we can extrapolate what you do want from the negative. I know people, a lot of people, they say they want a better relationship. Better than whose? Better than when? I mean, when I left my first husband, I wanted a better relationship. But it wouldn't have taken much to be better. I didn't even know what the word gaslighting meant 26 years ago. Didn't know what the word meant. I knew I knew I wasn't happy, but I didn't feel that I was being abused because he never hit me. It took me a long time to understand that abuse doesn't have to be physical. And once I understood that, then I could start thinking in terms of what do I want to get rid of? What kind of way do I want to feel? So manifesting became my way of life after a while. Once I learned about it, I started manifesting more and more and more. Now, I'm manifesting our next metafest to be so large that it knocks everybody's socks off, so successful that people can't wait to buy their next table, because that's what manifesting is all about. Why go small? Now, I will read to you a few statements that I've created, and we can discuss this. Here's one I wrote January 23rd, 2023, so that was a little over a year ago. Thank you, Gus, for leading Be Unique to a more appropriate venue for Metafest. Now, the venue we've got right now is not inappropriate. It's at Merritt Square Mall, which is, malls are not thriving like they used to. The traffic is not crazy good. Are there other malls we could use? Sure. But we're using this venue because the price was right, the location was right, and they work with me on the schedule. Will another mall do the same? We'd have to find out. But to find out, somebody has to make the phone calls. So I found out this weekend that Audrey Ramsing, one of my vendors, who is just an adorable human being, she's going to start looking down toward Vero Beachway, see what we can do down there. She's going to check into the mall. I think it's called Indian River Fashion Mall. I don't know. But Jennifer East, my co-founder, is going to be looking into, I believe she said it's a Unity Church that likes to work with charities. So she's going to look into that. That's going to be in Orlando. So we may be spreading our reach, and that's fine, because the more help we have, the more help we get. I haven't got it right here. Oh, here we go. 3 days after that, I wrote, "Thank you, Gus, for ensuring that only the most positive forward thinkers align with Be Unique. Thank you, Gus, for removing all the people who stand in the way of Be Unique's mission and progress." And the reason for that is simple. I want people that understand what we're doing and want to learn more. And yesterday I met a delightful woman named Kimmy Michelle. She offered to volunteer, and she will be on our Manifest Planning Committee. So we just need a few more people that are stalwart and steady and reliable and willing to put in the hard work. Let's see. "Thank you, Gus, for inspiring me." That was also on the 26th of 23. And I've been nothing but inspired ever since then. "Thank you, Gus, for allowing me to only speak words of love, peace, and kindness." Does that mean I don't get angry? Sometimes I want to shout. No, I do get angry still. In fact, I was not angry, but I was, I guess, disappointed recently. But then I came to understand that the reason for my disappointment was that I am a control freak. Don't want to be. Wish I wasn't. I like things my way, and I like to be in charge. I like to be in control. And when I can't be, like when I have the headache, the little girl inside me starts having a temper tantrum. Well, I'm learning how to quiet her down one step at a time. On the 30th of January, 2023, I wrote, "I'm grateful for the inspiration and attention to my angel book for children. I'm grateful people want to come to my book signing event on February 5th, 2023, and I look forward to seeing them lined up outside the door on the sidewalk." Well, they weren't quite lined up on the sidewalk, but we had a line about 7 deep, I believe, and it was a very successful book signing. I wrote, "On the same day, I'm grateful to produce inspired podcasts, and I've been told that's what I do." On February 23rd, I wrote, "Thank you, Gus, for directing dozens of book buyers to Essential Elements Wellness in Melbourne, Florida, this Sunday, February 5th, to buy signed copies of Go With Angels from me." And so it is, and so it was. I write it in my book, and it comes true. On the 13th, because of this show, I wrote, "Jay from Canada soon is hired to work at the job of his dreams, and it is for his highest good." And so it is. I say, "Thank you, Gus." A couple weeks later, he contacted me and told me he had gotten a great job, and he was very happy. "I'm grateful for all the amazing Manifest volunteers who help make the day run super smoothly. We've done 6 Manifests, and each one seems to be better than the last one. The floor plan this time wasn't the way I envisioned it. It was better. And I think we're going to do it like that the next time because it feels right." On March 14th, 2023, almost a year, a little over a year ago, I wrote, "I easily and effortlessly navigate my days with grace, accomplishing each day's most important tasks." Thank you. Now, almost a year later, or over a year later, I'm learning what those important tasks are. Now, I didn't have this drum yet, but I wrote, my spirit drum is amazing at helping me connect to spirit. And it did. It does. There are times I just bang on my drum and it brings about such amazingness. Now, we've got just under 15 minutes. If anybody wants to call me and talk to me about your manifest statements or your manifest dreams, call me. 516-418-5651. And I'll just continue on reading, although I've got to check my phone because somebody sent me a text. Oh, okay. It was my husband letting me know he was out of the house for a moment. And fortunately for him, he works from home. And he can adjust his hours, usually, to do important tasks. So, I wrote on June 9th, 1923, thank you for sending Be Unique to self-motivated, proactive leaders who support my efforts and steer me toward an income that is for my best good. I also wrote, thank you for my steady income that provides for all my needs. Well, it took almost 6 months from that day to the universe sending me an amazing brand new board of directors. Our founders are still with us and they're still working, but this new board has breathed new life into the organization. Let's see, what did I write on June 20th a year ago? At 9:11 a.m., I decided to put the time down. I direct, instruct, command, compel, and code my body's muscles, cells, blood, skin, organs, sinews, tendons, and all parts to perform optimally right now. That's very specific. And I will tell you that sometimes the way we... If we're too specific, it can be a little bit much because we also have to do the work. If I want my body to work optimally, I need to stay hydrated. I need to eat healthy foods. I need to exercise. And I need to rest. These are the things that I've been learning. On August 19th, I wrote, I deeply appreciate how our 30-plus Metafest vendors receive so much success on Small Business Saturday. And I will tell you, Small Business Saturday was one of the most amazing Metafest events. Although Saturday's event was pretty good. Oh, let's find another date in here. Oh, that's a blank page. Two blank pages. What's that all about? On November 3rd, 2023, I wrote, I am super appreciative that Curtis and I always communicate clearly, calmly, and from love. That's probably because we didn't do that. And I had to remind myself my part in an argument. And I will say that since last November, our relationship has gotten stronger and our communication has gotten better. Just like I said, I need to check my phone because someone had texted me. It was my husband telling me that he'd stepped out of the house for a bit. And here's another one I wrote, same day. I am deeply grateful that Curtis truly engages and listens when I speak and asks nicely if he doesn't understand me instead of barking at me. I'm happy. I know how to let hurts and offenses roll off like water on a duck's back. I'm grateful I know how to forgive like a man and move on easily after a confrontation. And I will tell you that women don't typically forgive easily. We never forget. A lot of women hold grudges. But I wanted to reframe this for myself so that I would learn how to forgive like a man, because a man can hurt a woman's feelings and then an hour later, he has forgotten it because he's moved on. Women don't move on so quickly. Thank you for my salary from Be Unique and the ability to pay writers, podcasters, and bloggers. That was written November 6, 2023. So that wasn't that long ago. November, December, January, February, March, 4 months ago. That one's going to take time, but we will get it. We will accomplish it. Another one that I wrote that same day was, thank you for filling up our retreat before December 1st. I missed that deadline because I didn't put a year on it. December 1st of what? That was my mistake. Thank you for giving me more power, strength, and endurance. Thank you for my vitality and joy for life. And that's true. I have a joy for life. That's, I may not have the stamina I had when I was 35. I may not be able to go like I did then. But that's okay. I can go like I do today. Oh, this is a funny one. But this is an important one. On December 5th, 2023, I wrote, thank you, dude, for showing me how easy it is to be a multimillionaire so I can be debt-free, finance Be Unique's payroll, find a wonderful building for Be Unique, buy a new luxurious RV, put automatic shelves in the climate and moisture-controlled shop, hire help for household tasks, lawn and gardening, and my personal assistant. Now, is that adventurous or what? Yeah, it is. I could have just said, thank you, Gus, for showing me how easy it is to be a multimillionaire. I don't need to tell it why. Thank you, Gus, for my first $1 million. If I added all the money I've made together over my lifespan, I've made $1 million, just not all at once. I've never had it in the bank at once. On November 19th, 2023, I wrote, I am grateful for Kenny's calm, peaceful crossing over the Rainbow Bridge. I appreciate how Azrael comforts me as Kenny crosses the Rainbow Bridge. I'm grateful for the 18 years Kenny has been in my life. Two months to the day after I wrote that, my beloved Kenny, the cat, crossed the Rainbow Bridge in his bed, peacefully, calmly, surrounded with love. I also wrote, thank you, Gus, for how people step up during MetaFest events. And my gosh, have they ever? My vendors have become volunteers. Volunteers become vendors. It's fabulously amazing. Now, here's one that I wrote. I don't have a date. It was toward the end of December, I believe, last year. Thank you, my dear creator, for sending me more affluent, fun, kind, funny, and generous people who are healthy and fit. I want those that kind of people in my life because they will motivate me to be that way. Sometimes you have to surround yourself with the people who are what you want to be. Then I put in my book a lot of I am statements. I am rich. I am affluent. I am a best-selling author. I am surrounded by like-minded, like-motivated people. Steep Steps is a record-breaking bestseller that has big publishers courting me for book deals and Hollywood begging for film rights. I help Be Unique grow while growing my own business as an author, and both businesses thrive, earning millions for me that I use to help many. On December 30th, I wrote, I am mindful of my actions. I sell more books and must reprint. Money flows to me easily and steadily. I earn enough money to fund Be Unique's payroll. I can afford to hire a personal assistant and a housekeeper who shops, cooks, and does laundry. My novels are all bestsellers. Steep Steps helps people while entertaining. My body, mind, and spirit are whole and balanced. I heal my own self. My presence is good for everyone. I always have time to play. Then in January of this year, I wrote, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. My wishes for 2024. I generate millions of dollars in residual in revenue for Be Unique so we can pay writers, filmmakers, podcasters, event coordinators, administrators, interns, and artists and pay them well. That was a much better statement than the one I had before. On January 29th, 2024, which was my birthday, I wrote, I am 69 years old and grateful for every second I've lived. I'm grateful for my weekend with Leslie and the gift of massage, as well as the bracelet Doran gave me. I'm so thankful for all of the people I met and was able to teach and touch this weekend. Thank you. The following day I wrote this. Thank you for my extraordinary health and the many people who say, I can't believe you're 69. So I write these statements. The last statement I wrote was for someone else, actually. On March 12th, I wrote, Shirley finds a new phenomenal caregiver for her son so Shirley can join the Soul Sisters Retreat. And that brings me to the end of all I've written. I mean, there are many in here that I haven't read, but it brings me to the end of the show. I want to say thank you. I appreciate you joining me, and I'm going to let Honey take us out of here.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday show with Mary Brotherton. Come back every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern for more guidance on creating your ideal life. If you have questions about manifesting your happiness, email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and Mary will respond on a future episode. Remember, friends, the fastest way to manifest your dreams is to speak them into existence in positive present terms and to always remain grateful. See you next time.